joined on the line by Tracy Donnery, who is the Executive Director of Skillnet Ireland. Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Great, thank you. Very well.
Good. Could we, before we talk about the actual launch, cybercrime, I was looking into it, it's quite high in Ireland, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's growing, and it's high in Ireland and internationally. So it's, I wouldn't be, no, if it's higher than, I know that it's extremely high and that it's growing all the time given the speed of change. So it's certainly something that all companies need to be aware of and planning for.
Yes, indeed. And last Wednesday was the launch of a brilliant initiative. I was reading up on it during the week, and it's the Cybersecurity Skills Initiative. And it was launched by Minister Coyne, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was launched. The Technology Ireland ICT Skillnet launched the Cybersecurity Skills Initiative at a Cybersecurity Skills Conference by Minister Coyne. Last week. And what it is, it was an excellent conference because it brought together 200 key industry leaders across, say, technology, finance and business to all share their ideas on, you know, how Ireland can best address the key cybersecurity issues and opportunities for us in Ireland.
Brilliant. And it seems like to get 5,000 people, employees trained in 4,000 companies over the next 3 years, it's an ambitious plan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very ambitious plan. And I think the reason it's going to work is so well is that there's so many different organisations all working together. So Skillnet Ireland recognised the opportunity and facilitated the ICT Skillnet to actually take the lead on this initiative. But what you have is so many government and enterprise institutions working together to all bring their knowledge and capacity together so that they can actually deliver upon this by training the whole 5,000 people. And I think what's interesting is the range of programs that they will deliver will be very wide-ranging, so that it deals with the types of knowledge that, for example, technical experts would need, but also the non-technical experts. I think what's interesting as well is that it will be a series of different types of training and knowledge events, both, you know, in terms of seminars and information and awareness building, right the way up to very specialised master's programmes.
I was just going to ask you that, like, you could go on and do a master's, like, it could be that level of expertise that you'd want to be trained in?
Yeah, exactly. So they're developing the ICT Skillnet has already developed a suite of training courses that are certified in cybersecurity, right the way up to a master's in cybersecurity, which is online. And so it means then that those who want to be, say, the experts, the technical experts, can train in Ireland to be world-class cybersecurity experts. But for those who might be a manager or an owner of a business, there will also be seminars and learning events for them to understand what is it that I need to know, the way at my level, because not all of us need to be an expert. But it will, if this they're calling it a road to excellence, where they're having a range of different measures to support all types of people across those 5,000.
Yes, and one of them objectives in the road to excellence is attracting young people. Young people, they're not going into the profession, is that correct? Or are we just not attracting them into that area? Or are companies not getting young people in to take up that particular side of the business?
Yes, I think that there's a chronic shortage of skills and a lot of jobs that are not being filled within the ICT sector in all different areas. But one of those is cybersecurity. And with the reduction in unemployment, it's very difficult for companies to get qualified individuals in ICT in many different areas, but particularly in cybersecurity. So what this initiative is aiming to do is to help and attract young people to understand the value of cybersecurity and how it's going to be of value in any sector. So every sector will need cybersecurity experts So there's a great opportunity in terms of developing a career in this area. They will also be looking at apprenticeships, as well as standard, you know, master's programs, in order to support people in entering the career path of cybersecurity in many different ways. So.
Brilliant. And Tracy, can I just go back to one of the objectives in the Road to Excellence, cybersecurity for businesses, to treat it as a business issue. Do businesses, while it is training, they need to consider it a real issue for business, don't they?
Yeah, I think that I suppose for people to start understanding what knowledge do I need to know about my business and where cybersecurity could actually impact on it. How could it actually, maybe a cybersecurity attack or series of problems, impact my business in terms of downtime or, you know, a range of different, depending on the type of business. So I think what they will do is help business owners have a broader understanding of, why cybersecurity is important, what parts of their business will it impact on, how should I invest in cybersecurity in my business, whether it's, you know, internally or outsourced, and how can I actually know if I'm getting valued for that, how can I measure those investments in cybersecurity. And also to build communities of business owners and managers who can support each other, you know, in developing their capacity in cybersecurity over the coming years.
Yes, and that's where continuous professional development as well, like you'll continue to be training, and it will help.
It really will. And also, you know, Skillnet Ireland supports over 60 business networks in a range of different sectors and regions. And our ICT technology sector is also going to work with our other networks, so that, where it might mean that a network will get this support, a company will get this support from a different network, one of our regional-based networks or one of our other sectoral networks, because this is certainly an area that apparently all of the experts across all of the different entities that are supporting this, including, you know, Garda Síochána, the Irish Computer Society, the Education Training Boards, you know, all the large companies are saying will have be important for all companies in the coming years.
And just speaking of the large companies, ye are after going into collaboration with nearly all the sectors, if I may say so. Like you have the IDA on board, you've the Enterprise Ireland, you've the National Cyber Security Centre. It's like everyone's after coming together to accomplish this goal.
Yes, and each of the organisations that are working together are putting so much of their, you know, brain power, might I say, and knowledge and vision for how this could be a national cyber security skills initiative, so that all partners work together, and that companies will, and you know, our workforce will all benefit. So that it means then that it's being done in a coordinated way, and I think that by the companies working with all the different state agencies, the best solution can be found. And I think that what already a fantastic initiative has been designed, but even as it rolls out over the coming 3 years, it will probably develop further, and I think and be great as a model also for how initiatives like this can be done on a national basis. You know, where, like, I think this is one of the values of it also.
Yes, indeed. And just speaking of rolling it out, what's the next stage? Like, what happens now? How does it roll out initially?
Initially? Well, the ICT Ireland Skillnet, so it's Technology Ireland, ICT Skillnet, they have already a series of programs, and they're all listed in the brochure on the CSI initiative, but also on the network's website. So that's Technology Ireland ICT Skillnet. And the web address is www.ictskinnet.ie. They have a list of courses there already designed. They range from a foundation skills program, an awareness workshop, a management workshop for CEOs, so specifically for CEOs of companies. Then there's a degree program, right the way up, about five different more specific specialist ones for technical employees, up to a master's. So those courses will be the starting point, and then a series of seminars and conferences and probably other materials as the initiative kicks off.
And just two more questions. How does a business, how does a business sign up, or how does a business go about signing up to this particular program?
Well, any businesses can sign up to the program by visiting the ICT Skillnet website and looking to see which of those programs would be the one they would like to go to. And the ICT Skillnet then can manage how they're actually delivered.
And a web address, ictskillnet.ie. People can go there to find out further information?
Yes, they can.
Tracy, thank you so much for talking to us. And also,
we have networks in Kerry. So there are, two Skillnet networks in Kerry. So you can always contact that network who could find out on your behalf also.